नो भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनाशिनावहै ॐ शान्ति अत्र सूक्ति अस्ति चित्ते चित्ते वाचि क्रियायां च महताम् एकरूपता. सो चित्ते वाचि क्रियायां चित्ते यः चित्ते Vachi. Vachi is whatever they say. Kriyayam. Of the actions. Whose actions and Vachi, the words, they are same. Cha mehetam ek rupata. So if they are the same, those are the ones that we need to, those are the ones who are the famous people. Namaste Bhanumati Bhagini.
Namaste.
We just started. Sukti asti chitte vachi kriyayam cha mehatam ekrupata. Yasya kriyayam. वाचि एकरूपता अस्ति चित्ते तस्य महतां तस्य जनाः महानः सन्ति. दट् इस् द नो मीनिङ्ग् बेसिकलि नोबल् पीपल् आर् वन् इन् मैण्ड् वर्ड् एण्ड् डीड्. सो चित्ते इस् मैण्ड् इन् द चित् वर्ड्स् वाचि इन् द वर्ड्स् and kriyayam in their actions. So those people are the great people or the noble people. That is the, so it's not we say one thing and do something else and think of something else completely. So next is our last time we did the new Gitam. And we can try to sing it. I suggest that we will continue with this Gitam as lead and follow. You can see the screen, right? Screen is visible.
Yes, it's
very. Aam Bhagini.
So.
Aam Bhagini.
We will do a couple of stanzas and then. Increase it further in the next lesson. Let's do. Sanskritasya rakshanaya bhadh parikaravayam. Sanskritehi pravardhanaya dhirnidhir bhavetidam.
संस्कृतेः प्रवर्धनाय भवेदिदम्.
सो लेट्स् डू इट् स्लोलि. संस्कृतस्य रक्षणाय
संस्कृतस्य
रक्षणाय
बद्धपरिकरा वयम्
बद्धपरिकरा वयम्
संस्कृतेः
बद्धपरिकरा वयम्
संस्कृतेः
संस्कृतेः
प्रवर्धनाय
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 दृढनिधिर्
भवेत्
इट् इस् एक्चुलि दृढनिधि
भवेदिदं भवेदिदम्
संस्कृतस्य रक्षणाय बद्धपरिकरा वयम् संस्कृतेः प्रवर्धनाय दृढनितिर्भवेदिदम्
प्रवर्धनाय दृढनिधिर्भवेदिदम्
संस्कृतस्य महिमवर्णेन नास्ति साधितं सतत् सम्भाषणेन तस्य जीवनं स्थिरम् जन्ममुखेन भाषितम् जन्ममुखेन भाषितम् ननु जगति जीवितम् राजते चिरं समस्तराष्ट्रमान्ययता सत्पदम् So we'll stop here and we can, over here there is a link. You can listen to it and then next time we can do these two padani. Jyotsna Bhagini just joined and Kamala Bhagini joined, Ramesh Mohde api joined. So welcome all. So we just did the Sukti and the Gitam. So last time we did the, we learnt about present tense and the for Prathama Purusha and present tense for Uttam Purusha. So Ramaha Pathati, Sita Pathati, Mitram Pathati, Bhavan Pathati, Bhavati Pathati. So there is no difference in terms of doesn't matter whether it's a Istrilingam or Pullingam or you still use Pathati. So when we are using the Kriyapadam, Kriyapadam does not change because of the gender. So you might say like Parnam Pathati or Balaha Pathati. There is no difference as far as the Kriyapadam is concerned. But what it does change, is change because if it's a Pratham Purushaha, Madhyam Purushaha or Uttam Purushaha, it does change in terms of Ekvachanam, Bahuvachanam or Dvivachanam, depending on the Vachana or gender. So, we can say aham nrityami bhavati nrityati. So when we are making a sentence, it's always one is a karta and then there is a kriyapada. So that is how the vakya rachana is done.
Bhagini, can I ask something?
Yeah.
Aham is, you use aham for Uttam Purusha.
Hmm.
And he is present tense for madhyam purusha, yeah?
What is present tense for madhyam purusha?
Madhyam purusha. Is it the endings for the madhyam purusha ends in t?
No, madhyam purusha end with c, but we normally in spoken Sanskrit we don't give too much importance in the beginning lessons. We don't forget about it, we definitely do it, but we do it later when it's a bit more, these two are more understood.
No, I'm not very clear, like Uttam Purusha is me, and T is for the second person, yeah?
No, T is for Pratham Purusha, anybody, and anything.
Okay.
So, Bhagini, when we say, Kukraha, Kukraha Bhashati.
Okay.
Chatakaha Patati. Or Dayate. Dayate is a different, so that wasn't a good example.
Okay. Oh, when we use I, also to end with I, and then we use T, everything else apart from I.
Can I request the people to mute? So, now it's better. There was some background noise. Sorry, I had to mute a couple of people. Yes, your question was that is it used for Madhyam Purusha, and we are saying it's for Prathama Purusha. In Sanskritam, Pratham Purusha is a third person, opposite to, like in English, you will say first person is you. But in Sanskritam, Pratham Purusha is a third person, then Madhyam Purusha, and then Uttam Purusha is you, yourself.
Okay.
So when we are saying Pratham Purusha, we are saying anything of third person. Marjaraha dhavati, bhavati hasati, mitram chalati, kailanam chalati. Anything you can use with any object. So can you make a sentence then? To make sure that you have understood.
Aham pathami. Sita pathati. Correct?
Sita pathati, aham pathami.
Yeah.
So, you will say, Ashvaha dhavati, aham dhavami. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So, this is for ekvachanam. Like, we are not saying here Mitrani Asti. We are not saying Mitrani Hasti. Mitrani Hasanti. But that we will cover in Bahuvachnam later. Here we are just doing Ekvachnam Prathamam Purushah.
Okay.
And then Asti and Asmi is for Uttam Purushah. This we covered the last lesson. So, in detail, but if you need further practice, try to do some more in the exercises that in the slides there are more verbs.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what happens is dhatu is pat. And this is called the pratyah vikarnaha. There are different categories of dhatus. There are 10 different categories of dhatu. And here, we are for this category, patati likhati, we are just using a as a vikarna pratyaya, and we add ti. for simplest way is just to change te to me, and that will become your first uttam purushah. So pathati pathami, khadati khadami, rodati rodimi. Here this is a different category of the dhatu, that's why there is no vikarna pratyaya here. So that becomes rodimi rather than rodami. So roditi roditi rodimi, then shrunoti shrunomi. This is again another different different category of dhatu. So you don't have to memorize in terms of which category it belongs, which gana it belongs to. You just have to memorize the forms of these, that some of them will have a and some of them will not have a when you are changing to uttam purushah. Asti asmi. Yeah. So next is a little exercise, that chitram varnayatu. So chitram drishtva, vriddhah kim karoti, balah kim karoti, balika kim karoti, kukrah kim karoti. Ekam ekam vakyam rachyatu. Yeah. So may I request, I know some of you are quite capable of writing quite a lot in Sanskritam. So I will, yeah, let's start with Sujata Bhagini.
Aam Bhagini. Yeshaha Udyanavanam Asti. Udyanam Asti. No. Udyanam
Asti. Ah, Paat Asti. Udyanam Asti. Samisham Vakya Asti.
Udyanam Asti.
Sangeeta Bhagini.
Balika Atra Patati.
Balika Puna Vatati Bhagini.
Pustakam Patati.
Balika Pustakam Patati.
Tatra Tishthati.
Ekam Vakyam. Dhanyavadah Bhagini. Bhanumati Bhagini.
Balika Dvichakrika Chalati. Dvichakrika Chalati.
Balika Dvichakrika na Chalati. Balika Dvichakrika Chalayati.
Chalayati.
That is different. When you are making something to move, she is no Balika Chalati Kintu Balika Dvichakrika yah chalyati. Oh, balika tvi chakrikam chalyati. So next Vimla Bhagini. No, Vimla Bhagini, your mic is muted. Astu, Ramesh Mohde?
Vriddhaha Pashyati.
Vriddhaha Pashyati. Kamala Bhagini?
Yes, balakah kridati, balikah pathati.
Balikah na, atra?
Balika.
Balika.
Balika pathati.
Balika pathati. Or balah pathati.
Okay, balah pathati. Balah pathati. Balakah kridati.
बालिकाः क्रीडन्ति.
ओके, बालिकाः प्लूरल् नो?
हा, दट् इस् प्लूरल्. बट् यु कुड्
बालिकाः, बालकः,
बालकाः और् बालिकाः, डिपेण्डिङ्ग् आन् स्त्रीलिङ्ग और् पुल्लिङ्गः.
Okay.
Or you could just say Balaha. Just okay. It will include everyone.
Everybody. Balaha Kridati.
Kridanti. But we have not done that. So,
okay.
But it's correct sentence here.
Okay. Balaha. Okay. Balaha Kridanti.
Jyotsna Bhagini.
Kukuraha Pashyate.
पश्यति कुक्कुरः पश्यति और् तिष्ठति.
फोर् डाग् इस् कुक्कुरः
कुक्कुरः
डाग् इस् लुकिङ्ग् कुक्कुरः पश्यति
करेक्ट्
पश्यति
पश्यति और् तिष्ठति. ओके, देन् नरेश महोदय.
बालः धावन्ति.
बालाः धावन्ति किन्तु न दृश्यते. हा, धावन्ति बालाः. हा, बालाः धावन्ति. समीचीनं. नैनाजी, नैना भगिनी.
बालः बालः कुक्कुरः नयति.
समीचीनं. बालः कुक्कुरः बालः कुक्कुरः नयति. बालः क्रीडति, बालः धावति, बालः खादति, बालाः पठति, वृद्धाः तिष्ठति. वाट् एल्स् इस् देयर्?
द्विचक्रिका.
भगिनि वदतु.
बालिका योगाभ्यासं करोति.
युवतिः योगाभ्यासं करोति.
करिष्यति.
कुत्र करोति?
लेडी सिटिङ्ग् अण्डर् द ट्री.
समीचीनं भगिनि. हा, समीचीनं.
बहूनि आसन्दानि सन्ति.
बहूनि नास्ति, आसन्दाः is pulingaha. Bahuni becomes neuter when you say bahuni. So you to make it easy, you might can say it like bahu asandaha, like one word. Otherwise you will have to make both of them in the same gender. So bahu asandaha santi. But then make sure that you are not pausing between these two. It is one word. If you make like a separate bahavaha, then it will become bahavaha asandaha santi.
Ah, okay.
Yeah?
Dhanyavad.
Astu. Vakyam namakim putraha asti. So basically what we are trying to say in this is like what is a sentence? It's got a noun and it's got a verb. Vakyam nama kim. Putraha kim karoti. Putraha kridati. Putraha kridati. Kridati is a kriyapadam. And putraha kartripadam. Kartripadam. And Kriyapadam. So all of these will are called the Prathmaha Vibhakti. So So when we say Ramasya putraha kridati, Ramasya atra pradhanam nasti. Ramasya kridati purnam vakyam nasti. Ramasya kridati purnam vakyam nasti. Putraha kridati. Whose putraha? Ramasya putraha. So with here you can't say like Ramaha different vibhakti, anya vibhakti asti, and you do know that it is a shashti vibhakti. So to purnam vakyam we do need a kartri padam and we do need a kriya padam to make a full sentence, otherwise it's not a sentence. So eshah putrah. So same way we can say eshah putrah asti. Eshah asti, putrah asti. So with both of these you can make a complete vakyam, purnam vakyam rachitum shakyate. Kintu ramasya asti purnam vakyam nasti. Atra eshah asti, putrah asti, vakyadvayam purnam asti. So when we say, for example, just by gachami, is it a purnam vakyam? Anybody can answer. It's still a Purnam Vakyam. The reason being is that here Karta is implied. Gachami, when we say Gachami, it's implied Gachami. That who is doing the when we say Gachami,
Aham,
we know that it's Aham Gachami. But when we say Gachati, you don't know who is doing what. But with Gachami, it's complete Vakyam.
Okay.
So Kartri Padam Kim Atra? Kartri Padam Aham. Aham. So all of this is Pratma Vyakti. So Vakyasya Rachna Grahanam Cha is action. Kartripadam, Kriyapadam, Vakyam. There is nothing more to it. You do need a Kartripadam, you do need a Kriyapadam.
Yes.
So, just one second. Actually, madam, I had to mute a couple of people, sorry. So, what we were saying, you do need a Kriyapadam and we do need a Kartripadam. And that is the basis of any sentence that we make in any language. So, क्षम्यतां पुनः वदतु, अहं न श्रूयते. Somebody said something? So here what we are trying to say, kaha karoti, kaha is the Kriyapadam. When we say, even in question mark, kaha karoti, kaha kim karoti, kaha karoti, ka karoti, kim karoti. So all these sentences will be complete in itself. So सः चिन्तयति सः कः चिन्तयति सः चिन्तयति सः किं चिन्तयति सः सः चिन्तयति विज़र्ड् चिन्तयति विज़र्ड् विषयं चिन्तयति सः एक चलचित्रं विषये चिन्तयति सः चिन्तयति सः पश्यति सो नौ द नेक्स्ट् द नेक्स्ट् phase or the type of sentences is when we are trying to give somebody a order or a request. We can ask somebody to do something. So then we say, we use tu. It is used in the sense of agya or prarthana. So Ramaha patati. But if you have to say Ramaha patatu, when we are saying to Rama, we are asking Ramaha to read, then we are using tu. Ramaha patatu. Sita patatu. Mitram patatu. Bhavan patatu. Bhavati patatu. So note that we don't change the gender in any way. It's still we use tu. But when we have to order somebody to ourselves, for example, we have to say, let me eat food. Aham khadani. So when you're ordering to yourself or requesting something to do, yourself, then you will use ani as the ending. So we will do little bit of practice here for some of these sentences. So one is for asti and asmi, the word is asani. So like aham, aham Siddhah Asani. You can say Aham Siddhah Asani because I'm ready. Let me be ready. So let us read some of the sentences, and we can try to make one of the sentences. We can start from the Naina Bhagini this time and go upwards. Naina Bhagini, can you make a sentence with using the last two, gachatu, gachani, something like with these two.
Aham gachani, Ramaha gachatu.
Samichnam. So, Naresh Mohade, next one. You can use any verb out of this. Don't have to use the word in order. You can choose whatever you want to use.
Agachami. Ramaha agachatu. Agachati. Saha agachati.
Samichnam. Jyotsna Bhagini.
Aham pipami, vritha pipatu.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what can you translate your first sentence?
Aham, I am drinking, so aham pipani, pipani. She is going to I'm asking her to drink, so Sita pibatu.
So when you are, the difficult part here comes in when you are ordering something to yourself or you are requesting something for yourself to do it. so it's difficult to translate simply. So you you will say like let me drink. That is why aham pibani, aham khadani, aham chani. So you let me do something, in that sense it comes. But when you are ordering to a third person, you are saying do this, do that, do balaha play, for example. You might say balaha kridatu. The reason we use the let word is because it is bit more, I think it's the difficulty with the English rather than the our language, because this is how we understand. We are saying something with a request, let that person do something. Yeah. Okay, so next is was it Kamla Bagini? Any sentence you can make using the last two columns?
Okay, I have a doubt here. Like generally we say aham kridami, but here you said aham kridani.
So we are saying is aham kridami, I am playing. But here you are saying let me play.
Okay,
a bit, for example. Okay. Yeah, it's a okay. request.
Okay.
A request to do something.
Okay.
So can
so I'll just make balaka hasatu.
Balaka
hasatu. And aham hasani.
Yeah. So it is with yeah. Let me laugh a bit. Yes. अस्तु अस्तु रमेश महोदय
भवती खादतु अहं
भवती खादतु
अहं खादानि
समीचीनम् अहं खादानि विमला भगिनी वक्तुं शक्यते वा विमला भगिनी ध्वनि पर माइक इज म्यूटेड अस्तु भानुमती भगिनी
अहं पश्यामि बालकः बालकः पश्यति
but we are making with the imperative sentences with the request
बालः पश्यतु
बालः पश्यतु अहं पश्यामि
पश्यामि
here we are saying पश्यामि
पश्यामि
No, Pashyami, I look. That is also correct. As a sentence is correct, but the meaning is different. So, I see and let me see. Aham Pashyami. Astu, dhanyavada bhagini. Sangeeta bhagini.
Aham khadami. Aham खादानन्तर क्रीडानि खादान्तरं क्रीडानि
अहं भोजनान्तरं यु केन् से खादान्तरम् अपि ओके भोजनान्तरम् आफ्टर् दट् ओ क्रीडामि क्रीडानि Yeah, or you could, there is also something you might say like aham khaditva, after eating, after having my food, let me play khadani.
So in fact, this ni word can be used if we do some object, then we can do it. write it properly.
No, you could just say aham khadani, khadami.
Khadami is fine. Aham khadami, aham pashyami, aham pathami is fine. But pashyani. Main TV dekhungi baad mein.
So you could or I will say you might
pashyani TV
pashyani. Doordarshanam pashyani. You can say that, but you can also say for example, you might say just that after that I will see, let me see. You are not defining that. You can say there is nothing kim pashyani, then there is a question that what will you see.
Okay.
But otherwise it is correct that doordarshanam pashyani, just pashyani. अस्तु भगिनी धन्यवादः. सुजाता भगिनी,
भगिनी वन् स्माल् रिक्वेस्ट् लास्ट् कालम् वेन् विल् बि यूसिङ्ग् ऐ रिक्वेस्ट् आर्डर् दट् कालम् अहं पश्यामि.
सर् वट् इस् योर् क्वश्चन्? अहं पश्यामि, बट् वट् इस् योर् क्वश्चन्?
पश्यामि पश्यामि last column. Yes, second and third column. What about the last column?
Yeah. So when you are saying that you are only ordering to yourself, you may use aham or you might not use aham, like gachami, hasami, kridami, you are using aham here, or you just say kridami, asami, milami without aham. Same way you could just say pathane, kridane, hasane, milane. There's nothing wrong with that.
In the last column, gachani. That way you will be using.
When you're ordering or requesting something to yourself to do. Like, for example, if you say, use this sentence quite a lot, may I enter the room? Right? So you are requesting some order for yourself. May I enter? Or can I enter? Then you might say, aham koshte agachani kim. Can I come into the room? Or may I enter the room? So that way, it is used in terms of the request for something. So aham bhojanam khadani kim. Can I eat the food?
Permission?
Okay. It's a permission to yourself.
Dhanyavadah.
So thanks for the question. So it's clear for others as well. So I think we have, everyone has answered, I guess. There are more verbs to practice. I think more you practice, adhika adhyasa, avashyaka matram. So let's do one more round of exercise and see how it goes. So what... सोरि क्षम्यतां, न सम्यक् श्रूयते, पुनः वदतु भवान् महोदय. महोदय पुनः वदतु, समीचीनं न श्रूयते. केन् सम्बडि एल्स् रिपीट् इफ् दे हर्ड् वट् द सेण्टेन्स् वास्, वट् वास् द क्वश्चन्?
You say about to say something about this thing, just like smell, seeing, like that, right?
I don't know. It's not very clear. The question is not very clear to me. Maybe you can type in the chat window, then I will...
be able to say. But in the meantime, we can continue making the sentences. So let's make a... So is it visible to all of you?
Yeah.
I think there was a loss of connection. So, and let's make some more sentences. Sujata Bhagini, starting from you. Can you make with Likhani?
लिखानि ओके भवती लिखतु अहं लिखानि
सो व्हाट इज द ट्रांसलेशन
यू राइट लेट मी राइट
ओके धन्यवादः संगीता भगिनी
राम पुस्तकम् आनयति अहम् अनेक फलाम् आनयामि
बट् वी आर् मेकिङ्ग् वित् रिक्वेस्ट् लोट् लकारः
आनयामि अच्छा ओके ओके अहम् अनेकं अनेकं फलम् आनयामि अल् मे लोट् लकार आल्सो राम शीघ्रं पुस्तकम् आनयतु
Anayani. I was hearing Anayami.
I'll repeat. Aham anek phalam Anayami.
Phalan is wrong. Phalani. Anekani, phalani, Anayani.
Okay, phalani. Aham anek phalani Anayami.
अनेकानि फलानि
अनेकानि फलानि अच्छा अनेकानि
फलं न्यूटर् अस्ति न
अनाखट अनेकल् रिमूव् अहं फलम् आनयामि
अहं फलम् आनयामि
राम शीघ्रं पुस्तकम् आनयतु
समीचीनम् अस्तु भानुमति भगिनि
अहं चलामि बालक चलतु
अहं चलामि व्हाट इज द ट्रांसलेशन लेट मी मूव समीचीनं रमेश महोदय
नर्तकः नृत्यति अहं नृत्यामि
समीचीनं वट् इस् द ट्रान्स्लेशन् अस् वेल्
डान्सर् विल् डान्स् ऐ विल् डान्स्
ऐ विल् डान्स् लेट् मी डान्स् What you might say, may I dance? So,
Vimla... I am Rutyaniva. You can say, I am Rutyaniva.
So, what will be the translation?
Can I dance?
Here, you will say, Va is not correct here. You will say, Aham Nityani Kim. अहं नृत्यानि इट्स् यूस् अहं नृत्यानि दट् इस् अस्तु विमला भगिनि
ऐ डिड् नाट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दिस् ऐ नीड् सम् मोर् एक्स्प्लनेशन् can you give me a sentence for jigrani?
No, jigram and jigrati means to smell, right? So for example, if you are going in a market or something, you want to have a thing before buying it. That is okay to buy. So you might say, jigrani.
I did not hear actually problem today for my internet, I think. can you repeat?
So it will be jigrani kim. Can I smell jigrani kim, phalam jigrani kim, can I smell that fruit? Yeah? Oh, here if you are using that fruit, then you might tat phalam jigrani kim. So can I smell that fruit? Or may I smell that? Tat I just use because it's a phalam, that fruit. Yeah, so I think you have a problem with your internet because there is a lot of echo in here.
Yeah, today I could not able to hear our
So Bhagini. Next is Kamila Bhagini.
Okay, I'll make the sentence on same. What do you call song?
Geetam.
Geetam Gayani Kim.
Geetam Gayani Kim.
Gayani Kim. And Ramah Geetam Gayatu.
Samishnam. Ramah Geetam Gayatu.
Gayatu.
Dhanyavadah Bhagini. Jyosna Bhagini.
अहं लिखामि राम लिखतु.
So what is the translation? अहं लिखामि.
I am writing and राम लिखतु. Ram please write.
So if you have to use लिखामि, if you so can you make a sentence with likhani?
Aham likhami kim.
So what is the translation for that?
I am going to write.
Aham likhami kim. So you are saying aham likhami kim. So what here, aham likhami, I write. Kim, aham kim likhami? If you think in that term, aham kim likhami, what I am writing. So here the kim is for the object. So aham kim likhami, what do I write? So when you are saying aham kim likhani, likhani, when you are saying likhani, so may I write?
Okay.
May I write?
Okay, kim is may I.
Yeah.
Kim is may I. Yeah,
yeah, you can, that is more preferred order of words. There is, in Sanskritam, there is no specific order of words. I think you might know that balaha chalati, chalati balaha, there is no difference. So yeah. When you are saying, for example, aham bhojanam khadami, khadami bhojanam aham, sentence meaning does not change here. Right. It still means that I eat food. But when we are talking in English, so then it will be I eat food, food eat I does not make sense. It will be completely different meaning. Sentence is not correct, but in Sanskrit,
if I want to say walk, may I walk, so aham kim chalami,
yeah, Kim chalami. You can say aham chalami kim, or that is again that is preferred order. It makes more sense when you're saying aham chalami kim. Or aham kim chalani is correct sentence. So
and
may I walk?
Me.
May I walk?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Thank you.
So where are we? It's Jyotin Bhagini just spoke, no? Then Naresh Mohade.
Yes. Ramaha Nindati. Aham Nindami. Ramaha Nindatu. Aham Nindami.
So what is the translation of all these?
Ramaha Nindati. Ram Ram scolds. Aham Nindami. I am scolding. Ramaha Nindatu. Rama, you scold. Aham Nindani, let me scold.
Samichnam, Mohre. Bahu samichnam. Dhanyavad.
Thank you.
Naina Bhagni?
Dhavati, Turan. Aham, Aham Dhavani. If I want to this question, but what I have to say? Kim Dhavani Aham, like that?
Yeah, you can say that. Kim Dhavani, Dhavani, Kim Dhavani Aham, which is correct. So what is the translation of all that?
Can I run? So the answer is yes, you can. Aham Dhavani.
So yes. Dhanyavad, Bhagini.
Kim Ramaha Dhavatu?
Kim
Ramaha Dhavatu? So, can Ram, can Ram? Yes, Ram can run. So, Ramaha Dhavatu.
So, you are ordering at the same time you are questioning?
Yeah. Can you do that? No.
I have to think. I never used it in that sense. Ramaha, Kim Dhavatu. Yeah, it should be... would it be translating like Ramaha? Let Ramaha run. Let Ramaha run. But that does it. Or it might be like should we let Ramaha run? Yeah, it might make sense. Should we let Ramaha do something? So yeah, you can use that Kim here as well. Chalatu Kim, like would you walk? So you might be using with your kids or something. Khadatu Kim, would you eat something now, like that? Yeah, you can. It is correct. That's a good way of saying things. I never thought of it. Dhanyavad. So now I can order my husband.
Shamyatam.
वदतु भगिनि
हा अहं विमला अस्मि शिशुः किं रोदितु शिशुः माता विना रोदितु
शिशुः रोदितु जस्ट् अ सेकेण्ड् सो वि हेड् Here we read about Rodhitu. Uh, भगिनि पुनः वदतु के रोदितु
शिशुः माता विना रोदितु एक्चुअली रोदिति बट कैन ऐ यूज दैट हियर आल्सो
आई एम नॉट श्योर हाउ वुड यू ट्रांसलेट first of all mata it will be not just mata it will be mata bina because it's a second vibhakti here dvitiya vibhakti that vina shabd jo hai is always used with second vibhakti
okay
but that is a different subject here we are
mata
saying shishu
bina rod
So, just to say Shishu Roditi or Shishu Roditu.
Okay.
Roditu, when you are saying Shishu Roditu.
Shishu Roditu. Let,
So, that is correct sentence. Then you can insert whatever in the middle you want to do. Matam Bina, Ophalam Bina, Bhojanam Bina, Dugdam Bina. So, Shishu Roditu. That is a complete sentence, right?
Okay.
So what does that mean? What is the translation of
child cries?
Roditu, you are saying roditu, not roditi.
Roditu means ordering, right?
Yeah.
So,
so
I can,
you are
I can accept
so you are requesting the child to cry. You are ordering him to cry. Let the child cry. Does not make sense, right? So it is that this is how you check the correctness of a sentence as well. You just say use the kriya padam and then the kartri padam and insert whatever afterwards.
Then can I say katam shishu roditu
katam
Why
how
child is crying like
no roditu you are still it's a order agya is requesting do something
oh order okay order only okay sorry
how you cry so the best thing is translation one by one Is it clear now, Bhagini?
Okay. Dhanyavada.
No, if it's not clear, we can clarify. It is useful for others as well.
Yes, I got clarification.
Okay, Dhanyavada. Anybody else has got any questions? So here so this is just to explain that how we are driving those kartri kriya padam that here of becomes in the middle and for example dhatu is shaknoti and we add o is the vikarna pratyaya here so that changes to av ani shaknuvani or shrinvani karvani that is the just to make it more fixed in the mind it is just to explain how the words are derived so when we say let me do something aham karvani or aham shrinvani let me listen aham shrinvani aham shaknuvani so we are saying that I am capable of doing something let me be capable aham shaknuvani so same thing is 4, you can try all the words that we have done today to write some of the sentences, and we'll see if there are any questions next time. So we are saying here, Eshah Patati, Bhavan Api Patatu, you also please read. Balak Trayam Kridati. Hey, Ida name ma kridatu. When you are ordering and we are using this word instead of na, for example in Hindi or something, you will say don't do it, na karo, na karo. Yeah, here it will be ma karotu, ma kridatu, ma patatu. Reason being, there are some rules in the some Paniniya rule, and those are applied. You just have to say ma instead of na in Sanskrit. So idanim is now. He putra idanim ma kridatu. He putra, now don't play. Patatu, study. Taha, because shwaha, tomorrow, pariksha asti, tomorrow, because there is exam tomorrow. So putra ma kridatu patatu, we are saying don't play but study. So this is the sort of sentences you can make in your home. So can we make one sentence? I think it might be too late if we go through everyone to make I think it will be still good idea to make one sentence. So may I request Naina Bhagini to start off with. Can you make a sentence like this? Like ma kridatu patatu yataha shwaha pariksha asti. So I will take it back to the previous slide for Kriyapadam. So you could use any of these third column to Kriyapadam. And say ma rodutu, for example, ma rodutu. Mata bhojnam anyati. Yeah, so something like that. Can you make one sentence?
Let me
And please think in the meantime. Anybody who thinks, just say it, unmute and say it.
Mata bhojnam ramaha ma chalatu likhatu. Oh no, dhavatu or chalatu. Ramaha ma bhavatu, don't run.
Chalatu. Anyatha. मार्गः सम्यक् नास्ति भवान् मा धावतु यतः मार्गः सम्यक् नास्ति. Because the road is not even.
Oh, road is not even. How to make
it? Aham, Vimala asked me. Wait, can I? Can I tell the sentence?
Shikram.
Ma likatu. अध्यापिका
ताड्यति
अध्यापिका अद्य वदति अनन्तरं लिखतु
भवान् छात्रः मा इतस्ततः पश्यतु अन्यथा छात्रः ताडय अध्यापिकः ताडयति. यू माइट इट्स लाइक डोंट लुक इधर उधर नहीं देखो. डोंट लुक हियर एंड देयर अदरवाइज टीचर विल स्कोल्ड यू. So you can make long sentences with these joining. That was the reason of giving this example. So anybody else want to have a go? Naresh Mohde, you want to try?
Balakaha Sanganakam Sanganakena Kridayati Putra Idanim Kridantu Shwaha Atatu Shwaha Pariksha Asti
Shwaha Pariksha Asti Yataha. Yes, Mohde is Vadatu Naresh Mohde.
Palam Ma Jigrati Ramaha. Palam Ma Jigrati Ramaha.
Jigrati or Jigratu?
Jigratu, yes. Actually, screen is off now. Jigratu.
Oh, the screen is there. I can see. Oh, you mean the verbs? Verbs is not there.
Yes, words are not there.
Hmm. Because you can see the long sentence. Yeah, Jigratu. So let's do Janakaha Kupyati Balakaha Rodati Mata Yachati Dho Kripya Dutu. But okay. So Janakaha Kupyati, father gets angry. So Balakaha Rodati, that is the scene that Balakaha Rodati, boy cries. Mata Yachati, mother requests. Mata Yachati. So all of these are very lagu-lagu sentences, both like small sentences. Mata Yachati, Janakaha Kupyati, Balakaha Rodati. Mata kim yachati, mata yachati bho. Bho is just a address to somebody. Bho kripya ma nindatu, kripya ma nindatu iti. Iti is just to complete the sentence, like inverted commas of the speech marks.
Okay, but if we don't use iti, is it still complete sentence?
It is a, then you, mata yachati, then it's not connecting with that yachati. Here you are connecting it, that mata, mata vadati, mata yachati, kim yachati, then it's like next sentence. Iti is to, just to change the subject to something like Ramaha, Ramaha, Lakshmanaha, iti, dvayam bhrataha. Asti. So iti is like Ramaha. So you might want to say like Ramaha asti, Ramaha ekaha balakaha asti, tasya namaha Ramaha asti, tasya bhrataha namaha Lakshmanaha asti. So that is becomes very very long. So you might say Ramaha Lakshmanaha iti bhrata dvayam asti. Makes it very simple. Compressed sentences. When you use the iti, it is just changes the, it stops that sentence and puts into the quote. Ramaha Lakshmanaha iti. So those you are saying in the quote were two brothers. So here we have Mata Yachati, Mata Kim Yachati, Mata Yachati, Bho Kripya Ma Nindatu. Please don't scold iti to, so it still doesn't say to whom. She mata yachati, mata yachati to is a father, or to it's pitam yachati. So that is the sense of it. So next we have a very nice gitam. You all will like it. I'm sure you will like it. And it's so let's read in what order should we read? It is a poem, like you know, Krishna, you know, like Johnny. Because where there is a lot of noise, I have to mute them. Shrimyatam. So, Krishna, Vava amba iti akyam va amba mukhyam satyam. Can you read Singita Bhagini? Can you read all of you?
Krishna am amba mritika bhukta va na amba vadati asatyam na amba mukham pashyani ha ha ha.
So here sentence in mukham pashyani, saying that
is request, right?
Yeah, but who is saying that? Mukham pashyani.
Amba saying.
Amba saying mukham pashyani to whom?
To Krishna.
Would it be saying pashyani or pashyatu?
Pashyani.
Rather.
Pashyatu. Pashyani means order.
Yeah, so here Krishna is saying mukham pashyani. I'll show you my mouth. Yeah, that's what I wanted to make it clear, that it is Krishna who is saying mukham pashyani. Here is Krishna. The Mata is saying Krishna. Then Krishna says am amba. Mata says mritika bhuktva va. Krishna says na amba. Then Mata says vaduti asatyam. Are you saying lie? Then Krishna says na amba. Mukham pashyani. I'll show you my mouth. Ha ha ha. Let me show my mouth. Yeah, so let's read next is. Oh, Shrimyatam. So, let's, Kamala Bhagini, can you read the next four lines?
Yes, Krishna, am amba, navnitam, ashanti vana amba, vadati asamyah na amba, mukhyam pashyanti ha ha ha. Mukha pashyanti.
Pashyani,
ha ha ha.
And next, can Naina Bhagini, can you read it again, the same?
Ha ha ha. Same thing, right? Krishna, am amba, navnitam, ashitam va, na amba, vadati asatyam, na amba, mukham pashyani, ha ha ha.
Samishnam. Jyotsna Bhagini, can you read the top four lines?
Krishna, am amba, dugat pite, pita va na amba, vadati asatyam na amba, mukham pashyani, ha ha ha.
Mukham pashyani. Naresh Mohde, can you read the same two lines?
Krishna, am amb, navintam ashtam va na amb, vartya satyam na amb, mukham pashyani, ha ha ha.
Samishnam, dhanyavadah. So, let's now everybody can unmute and let's read it all together with some tune. Hopefully, let's do the first four lines with lead and follow and then together. Krishna, Krishna, Amba.
Krishna, Amba.
Duttam. All together, Mukham Pashyani, ha ha ha. So Krishna Krishna Amamba Dugdam Pitam Vana Amba Vadati Asatyam Na Amba Mukham Pashyani Ha Ha Ha. So we are trying to do it all together.
Krishna Amamba
धन्यवाद. सो प्रैक्टिस दैट इट इज same tune as
Jonas, yes, Papa. Excuse me. I'm Amba means, means yes.
Yes, Mama. Yes, Mom. Yes. Like this, Johnny. Yes, Mama. Like this. I have time.
Not audible. Audio quality gone.
Is it better now?
Yes, now it is better.
Yeah, I think these two mics have got background noise, so I keep on muting a couple of people here from the town for everybody's benefit. So let's do this dinacharya in form of agya ya prarthana rupam. So aham dant dhavanam karoti mukham prakshalayati cha. Aham dant dhavanam karomi mukham prakshalayami cha. Nid aham anantaram. So start from the top here on from this. Aham nidrami. Aham utishthami. Aham nidrami. Anantaram kim karomi? Aham dant dhavanam karomi. Mukh prakshalyam karomi. Anantaram kim karomi? Aham vayayam karomi. Anantaram bhojanam khadami. अनन्तरं वस्त्रं धरामि. अनन्तरं कार्यालयं गच्छामि. अनन्तरं कार्यं करोमि. कार्यानं चालयामि. वस्तूनि क्रीणामि. गायामि नृत्यामि च. फलरसं पिबामि. स्नानामि. So from that, can what I request everyone to just say, what do you do in the morning or any kind of activity during the day, anything. So start from Sujata Bhagini.
Amma Bhagini.
Mm-hmm.
Aham
पञ्चवादने उत्तिष्ठामि.
समीचीनं भगिनि. सुजाता भगिनि, सङ्गीता भगिनि.
अहं दन्तवादनं करोमि, मुखप्रक्षालयामि च, अनन्तरं जलं पिबामि.
अहं दन्तधावनं करोमि, मुखं प्रक्षालयामि, अनन्तरं
जलं पिबामि.
जलं पिबामि. धन्यवादः भगिनि. भानुमती भगिनि.
अहं काफीं पिबामि, अनन्तरं नहामि.
समीचीनम्. अनन्तरं विमला भगिनि.
अहं योगाभ्यासं करोमि.
अहं योगाभ्यासं करोमि. धन्यवादः. रमेश महोदय.
अहं खादामि, अनन्तरं कार्यालयं गच्छामि.
अहं भोजनं खादामि, अहम् अनन्तरं कार्यालयं गच्छामि. धन्यवादः. समीचीनं. ज्योत्स्ना भगिनि.
अहं गोयिङ्ग् फार् अ वाक्. अहं चरामि.
अहं अहं चरामि इस् फैन्. अहम् अटनं करोमि. अटनं इस् डिफ़्रेण्ट् देट् ऐ गो औट् फोर् नथिङ्ग् बट् अहं चरामि.
अहं वाटिका चरामि इन् द पार्क्.
वाटिकायां अहं भ्रमणं करोमि. भ्रमामि समीचीनमस्ति, बट् भ्रमणं करोमि मेक्स् इट् ईजियर् फर् सम् आफ् द क्रियापदं. यु केन् स्टिल् यूस् भ्रमामि इफ् यु लैक्. इट्स् करेक्ट् ग्रामेटिकलि. वैभवी. हा नैना भगिनि.
अहं कार्यालयं गच्छामि, अनन्तरं कारयानं चालयामि.
किन्तु अहं तु पात्राणि प्रक्षालयामि.
अहं राज्यानि
प्रक्षालयामि.
प्रक्षालयामि. प्रक्षालयामि अनन्तरं कार्यालयम्, अनन्तरं वस्त्रं धरामि.
समीचीनम्. नो
अनन्तरं कार्यालयं गच्छामि.
Then I go to the office. Yeah. Okay. कमला भगिनि.
अहं गीतं गायामि. अहं नित्यं नृत्यं वाट् टु से टु डु
नृत्यं करोमि और् नृत्यं नृत्यामि.
ओके. अहं नृत्यामि.
अहं गायामि, नृत्यामि च. ऐ सिङ्ग् एट् ऐ डान्स्.
च इस् यूस् फोर्
एण्ड्
एण्ड्. ओके. अहं गायामि, अहं नृत्यामि च.
So I mentioned that there is no order of words, but for cha is always in the end. You say lots of words like aham karyam karomi, aham aham phalam dug or say aham dugdam jalam coffee chayam cha pibami. So I drink everything like aham dugdam
pibami
also. Cha is end, but it always comes in the end of all the things that you want to say.
Okay.
So
aham gayami, nrityami cha.
धन्यवादः. अहं गायामि अण्ड् नृत्यामि. यु डोण्ट् से अहं गायामि अण्ड् नृत्यामि.
No, but in Sanskritam, it's always in the end. You use like X, Y, Z, and then you say Ch in the end.
Thank you.
So next is, let's do the Ekakta Mantra and finish today's lesson. So we can practice a bit more next time. If you want to, you can email me or WhatsApp me. So that if you want to more clarification, but little bit revision will be there anyway next week. So yeah, hope everything is clear. So let's do the Ekakta Mantra. यं वैदिकामन्त्रदृशः यं वैदिकमन्त्रदृशः पुराणा इन्द्रं यमं मातृश्वानमाहु वेदातिनो
वचनीयमेकम्
यं ब्रह्मशब्दे विनिर्विशन्ति
यं ब्रह्मशब्देन विनिर्विशन्ति
एवायमेषं शिव
सर्वायमीशं शिवै शिवदन्ति यं वैष्णवा विष्णुविधिस्तुवन्ति
नितिबोधजैना Can everybody repeat after me, please?
Text is not in front of us, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yes,
so it's just like you're trying to listen. Listen to the words. You should be able to see now.
Ah, haan bhagini.
Shevayamisham shivvittamon
shivayamisham
shivayamisham shivayamisham yam vishnu
यं वैष्णवास्तुवन्ति
बुद्धिस्ततः
बुद्धस्ततःनितिबोधजैनाः
कालेति च सिक्खसन्तः
अकालेऽपि च सिक्खसन्तः
शासेति केचित् कतिचित् कुमारः स्वामीति मातेति पितेति भक्त्या
स्वामीति
मातेति पितेति भक्त्या यं प्रार्थयन्ते जगदीशतारम् यं प्रार्थयन्ते जगदीशितारम् स एक एव प्रभुर्द्वितीयः स एक एव प्रभुरद्वितीयः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनो भुनन्तु सहनो भुनन्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु शान्ति शान्तिः
शान्ति शान्तिः